Hello, this is Layla Akioto, author of the book Regulating the Game, Putting Dating Tables in Your Favor. Please check me out on Amazon.com. I also have a blog of the same corresponding name on Blogger.com. There you can get your advice about love and life and just navigating the world in general. I'm a little late to the party on the whole Godfrey thing, guys, but look. If, for those who didn't know about the whole controversy, this happened last week. Godfrey, if I don't even know if any of you guys know who he is, but he's a comedian. He used to be on Vlad TV. He was most known for being on Vlad. When Vlad was using black guys for interviews for free to beef his numbers up, but that's neither here or there. And anyway, Vlad being the comedian he is, he's a Nigerian black guy. He does a lot of impressions. If you want to take a look at him, you could like pull him up and put Vlad TV and Godfrey, whatever. Anyway, Godfrey is known for messing with Asian, mixies, light skins. And that's his prerogative. Let's be clear about that. Nobody's mad over here that he's with, you know, the mixed girls, light skin. If that's what he wants, and I'm tired of the word preference, I don't believe in that, because preference means I want this more than that. If that's what you exclusively date, that's your what you exclusively date. It's not a preference when you exclude an entire group out. So that's what he wants. And if that's what he wants, his dick, his issue, right? However, on his Instagram, he stops the presses and he goes in this really long rant about an ad, which is so funny, but we're going to get to that in a minute. There's an ad with a black woman and a white man for an insurance company. And he said, can you believe this? Look at this. Look at this. Look, they are making the black man look bad. They are trying to break up black families by showing this black woman or white man. And he said, and I quote, there should be a black guy and a white girl on here, not a black woman and a white man, end quote. And he said, because we're the ones, and I quote, we're the ones that started that. I know we abandoned y'all, but we started this, end quote. And he proceeded to go on. It was like a 20-minute rant about, you know, black women are going to want to be with white men now. Looking at this ad, he said he was in a bank and he saw yet another ad of a black woman and a white man. And this is wrong. And, you know, this needs to be stopped. And did they let him have it? They let him have it. Ooh, they let him. They let him have it and a half, girl. And I don't like calling them swirlers because, you know, I just feel like it's rude. I think a lot of these people, because I'm not a swirler, I date whoever. I'm going to date whoever, period, point blank. That doesn't make me a swirler. I date, if you treat me right, you good looking, you're funny, I got you. You got me. That's it. So the women who predominantly date or only date non-black men came on there, ripped him a new one and said, you're talking about the destruction of black families. Yet you're 51, dear, and you don't have family to first. You're talking about black women and there should be a family, and you don't even mess with any black women or blackish. And his response just showed him who he really was. Now, let's kind of go backwards before I get back to this point. Now, he was well known for talking about how black women are the most disrespected women in the world. They're the most copied and they're the most, you know, all of that. It was Godfrey that said that. If you ever saw the meme where he's like, black women are the most disrespected, they're the most shitted on and everybody copies off them and they're the best looking women in the world. He said, I wouldn't fuck with anybody but a black woman, even though he admits to smashing tens and thousands of white chicks. And inadvertently, I know one of the white bitches he fucks. He met her on Hinge. I can't really talk too much about that, but he definitely did. I'm not even getting into it. I don't want him coming for me. But it really isn't a secret. But anyway, fast forward to, you know, his response to the women that lit him a new, you know, ripped him a new asshole, he called them ugly, he called them bed wenches, he called them bitches, he said one looked like Shrek. I'm not gonna lie that, you know, one of the girls did say, you're ugly and you look like a donkey. And he was like, bitch, you look like Shrek. So, you know, he was gonna come back at her. But this all started because he was butthurt of seeing an advertisement. But it's not even that he was butthurt seeing an advertisement. He said that it should be black men and white women on there. And that, yeah, he abandoned black women. You know, black men have abandoned black women. But still, there should be black men and white women up there. So when people responded, his reaction was, you're dumb. You didn't understand my message. You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. He was saying all this really wild shit. Okay? Like, he's going into people's DMs on Instagram and calling them names and bed wenches and everything. This is the same guy who said, and I quote, you would have to be an idiot to disrespect black women in public. You have to give black women their praise, end quote. Yeah. Disrespect them, but you have to be a, but don't disrespect them in public. You have to be an idiot to do that. Because at the end of the day, he knows who pays his bread and butter. Black women are buying those little tickets he got at his little comedy show. Black women are beefing up his Instagram. It's black women. So he comes back a day later, you know, doing what they do with the tail between his legs. And he says, you know, I kind of acted out of line. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. But remember, even though he's 51, he is probably one of the most immature people ever. And a very insecure person. Insecure! Very insecure. There was a girl, and this is not a secret. You can go on Paris Milan's channel for the story, that was a doctor. I'll get back to that in a minute. But anyway, somehow he conversed with her and he asked for her number and he asked her to come to his comedy show. She declined. She wasn't rude about it at all. She just said, I'm not really gonna come. That's all she said. And his response was, oh, you're ugly, oh, you're stupid, oh, how dare you. And he got very, you know, emotional about it. For someone who says, I'm just not coming, she didn't call him any names. She just said she wasn't coming. He goes on her IG pictures and say, oh, you need to go to the gym, or you shouldn't even show your face. Like, he's got a lot of issues. I've seen him on his live several times, and he is a complete alcoholic. He is a very miserable person, and he drinks. He don't even drink. He drinks. Okay? And he just blew the bridge. He just blew up the bridge between his main money source, black women, and his career. And after he apologized, he comes back the next day, because people still came at him and said, you're fake. We don't care about your apology. You're fake. You know, you called black women bed wenches. You're talking about, you know, you abandoned us. We don't care. He comes back and he starts with the violent threats. I mean, violent. Talking about, come to my comedy show. I dare you to come to my comedy show. I'll rip you up. I'll fuck you up. He's saying wild shit on his comedy show. I'm like, what happened to, you know, what happened to black women are the most disrespected? You're kind of contributing to that. And yeah, I do get it that people came on his page saying stuff, but you started it, bro. You started it. So, and I see this a lot. A lot of black women are dating out, and a lot of black women are exploring their options. And the same black men that literally make talk shows and YouTube channels and TikToks about how they hate black women are the very ones that are screaming the loudest about who should be with who and, oh, black women, you know, because I remember when white guys were talking to black women, first it was nobody wants black women. That was at first. And then when white guys started talking to black women, oh, they're just using you as a fetish. And then when they started, you know, marrying them, it's like, oh, they just want to have slave games with you. Like, it's always something. So, but what can you say? Godfrey doesn't have a foot to stand on. You care about the black family, but you don't have an heir black woman. You don't have an heir black family. You know, he brags about how his parents were married for years, but that's them and they're dead. So where's the black family? And if you're bragging that, oh, black guys and white women do this, not black women and white men. No, you're wrong. Everybody does it. And why is it your business? Black women, I'm going to tell you this. They're telling on themselves, you know. You know, 2020 and 2021 is the year of truth. You know, we're in a lot of retrogrades and eclipses, and those entities reveal truths. And they're telling on themselves. Now, it was said that black women, you know, we don't want you, we don't marry you because black women are so dangerous. And black women are ghetto and they're mean and they're this and they're that. We're just everything bad, right? But it's revealed that it's really them that's the issue, because they don't marry. 20% of black men do marry. And if they do marry, yes, a large percentage marry non-black women. But look at Safari's marriage. Look at all the biracials that have no black father, you know? Where's Alicia Keys' father? Where's Drake's father? You know? Where's Mariah Carey's father? Where are they? Their parents didn't even marry. So much. So who's the problem? Is it the black woman or the black male? Who? You can't blame black women constantly and you just told on yourself. If black women are so bad, how come you're not in long-lasting marriages? If black women are so bad, how come marriages from black women with non-black men last longer than all interracial marriages? That's a fact. We're such a problem. But when it comes to you, you make white women, 92% of white women are made into baby mamas in interracial relationships. They're not even married. They don't even marry them. So what's the problem? So what I am here to say is this. Keep your minds open. I know a lot of black women are like, nothing but a black man, but how's it going to really benefit you closing yourself up? I get that whites and blacks have a really torrid history, of course. And so at the end of the day, who said you have to only, when I say non-black, that means anyone that's not black. That doesn't mean white. If you, for whatever reason, don't want to date a white guy, you're perfectly fine. You can date a Latino. There's a whole bunch of types of Latinos. You can date a Mexican, Venezuelan, Ecuadorian. You could date an Asian. I mean, you could date biracial. Biracial ain't one race. You could date all of those types. So why regulate yourself to one type? You're not helping yourself. If your goal, especially if your goal is marriage, oh no, you're going up a very steep hill. A very steep hill. Statistically, it's not going to work out for you. And I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's going to be a tough journey. But if you date out and expand your options, those possibilities increase. The marriage, the children, the equity, combining of really good resources and money. So, I mean, everything cannot be predicated on sex, because I really feel like a lot of these choices that black women make is because I need a big dick in my life. I need a big dick in my life. I want a tall man with a big dick. That's what I want. Is it worth you being broke? Is it worth you struggling? Is it worth you being a baby mama? Because 77% of you will be a baby mama. That's a big number. That's a huge number. You wanna go in that direction? Is it really worth it? Yes, people get divorced. Yes. But even in divorce, at least, I mean, my parents got divorced, and you know, if my mom was just a baby mama, I don't think I would have ever saw my dad. But because my parents were married and had a life together, you know, my dad was very present in my life and still is. They were just divorced, that's all. I had two rooms and all that. So marriage is very important for a lot of reasons. Especially when kids are involved, whether you split up or not, it really is important. There's statistics behind it. It would take me too long to pull it up, but it's important. A lot of these black guys are getting really shook. They're not happy. It's something about jealousy, about hatred. They don't want us to be happy, guys. I'll give you a perfect example. A couple of years ago, I was dating. It's not even like for me. I'm more, if I'm going to date out as far as a white male, it's going to be a European. I feel like our blood is too horrible. Our history is too horrible in America to have a relationship with. It's too much. Yes, Europeans also colonized us as well, but they're just a little bit more liberal in thoughts and views, and they're more intelligent. They dress better, they smell better, and they look better. I'm sorry, but you know, I was dating a really great Italian guy. His name was Sergio, and every time he came to New York, he'd take me out all the time. He was like, I really want to take you out to a friend of mine's restaurant, really great restaurant. He took me, and it was a great restaurant. The server happened to be a black male, and he was overly friendly, smiling, you know, all of that, asking us what we want, la la la. Anyway, I go to the bathroom, you know, powder my face, you know, got to keep the pretty up. Who do I bump into? Now, this guy, he was walking, like, the kitchen is kind of like ahead of the bathrooms, and as he's passing, he literally shoulder checks me, like he hits me from hit, and I was like, what the fuck is going on with you? And he turns around and he said, you're a nigger bed wench, you're here for a free meal or something. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he said, you're disgusting. He said, I'm tired of seeing you black bitches coming in here with these white guys. I said, you know, you fucked up, right? He's like, bitch, what are you going to do? I'm telling you, this man was insane. Wasted no time. He must have really thought he had one up on me. So I go and I tell Sergio exactly what happened. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah. I said, he said this, that, and that. He's like, oh, really? Calls the owner. Calls the server. He's like, did you say blase, blase, blah? He acts like I am crazy. He's like, what? What are you talking? Huh? What? What do you mean? Like, he's like, no. She's clearly upset. And, you know, I paid the delicate role. I start, you know, fake crying. And I'm just like, I just don't know what I would do. He's like, I would never say anything like that. Like, why? I don't know. And then he goes, this is the mentality of the psychoses of these people. He says to him, he's like, oh, well, I feel like, you know, maybe she doesn't like black guys. And maybe she's trying to get me fired. And he's like, he tells the owner, he's like, I've never done anything wrong. I always come on time. Like, do you think I would say something like that? And the owner's at this point, and I can't blame him. He's like, well, why would he say something like that? Like, I've never had any issues from him. And I said, well, I, why would I say this? For what? Why would I say this? I have no reason to just make it up. Thank God, you know, Sergio was on my side the entire time. He said, no. He said, first of all, he's like, this woman, you know, I actually gave a homeless person some money, some black guy. So he's like, she has no reason. She literally gave a homeless person some money, and he was a black guy. So she hated black guys so much. And, and so, you know, I can't get mad at the owner, kind of wondering, right? So anyway, someone was passing by, I remember, in our exchange, and they caught some of the conversation. And that's what being on code is, guys. That sister, she really put herself on the line for me. And she said, I heard part of the conversation, and he called her a bitch and a bed wench. And he said that he was tired of seeing black women come in here. And he said, and he looked at her like he wanted to kill her. Try to make the long story short. So
It was enough for him. And he's like, you gotta go. You gotta leave. Take your stuff. Go. We'll talk about what we're gonna do with you. At this point, he's looking at me. And I'm so glad he was looking at me, because the way he was looking at me and looking at the girl, he was looking like, if I could murder you right now, I wouldn't stop at anything. And the owner noticed the look, this hate. I've never seen such hatred in someone's eyes. And Sergio was like, stop looking at her like that. And he complied. He just looked. He's like, I'm not looking at her. He's like, no, you're looking at her like you want to hurt her. You wouldn't do that. He said, I wouldn't allow that. And so after he gets his shit, you know, the owner's like, the way he looked at you and he was clenching his fists, I didn't even notice. I was so, like, you know, distracted by his stares. He's like, he's out of here. He said, you know, there was another incident that happened a while back. He didn't tell me what he said, but he's such a good guy and he acted well. I just didn't want to believe it, but this is enough. And with this happening, okay. And so I said, well, I'm scared for her. I said, what's going to happen with her? Because this is his coworker, or was, and I know he will hurt her. And he said, first of all, he said, I'm from Palermo. He said, we protect our women and she is with us. He said, he won't lay a hand on her. He said, trust me, I will be talking to him. He said, you don't have to worry about her. She's going to be fine. He said, whatever it takes, we're going to be there for her. He said, but you don't have to worry. But I just couldn't believe it. And that's the hatred, the pure hatred and danger we're facing, guys. Another incident, and this one is going to be a very short story. There was a guy from Iceland that came all the way, you know, from Iceland. Not only to see, you know, not only to date me, he was here to visit New York, but anyway, he took me out. I went to the bathroom. I need to stop just going to the bathroom. I come back, his face is red, and, you know, there was a black guy was sitting, like, on the far corner from us, and his fists are clenching, and the black guy's looking at me like he wants to fight me. I was like, what happened? And he was like, this guy just came up to me and just started saying all this stuff about black women, like, he's like, oh, they're gold diggers, they're whores, like, watch your back, man, and, you know, and I had to curse him out and say, like, what's, you know, because, again, European men aren't stupid. He's like, you sound like someone who's bitter and upset and just wants to cause trouble. And he said, what is your problem? He said, you're mad. And so, yeah, and I just looked at him and, you know, because being a black American woman, I'm ready to tell him what to do. And he like put his hand on my wrist. He said, I took care of it. Don't even look in his direction. It's all taken care of. I don't know what he said to him. I don't know. But this guy, you know, after he looked back at him, now he's not looking at me. He's looking at the ceiling. He's looking everywhere. Black males are very scared of whites. White males, they're very scared of them. So I was just like, wow, these are some of the, this just, all those little actions kind of are reflective of black males' hatred for us. It's like, it's not enough that they love to push in their face that, oh, you, I don't want you, you're going to be alone. But when we finally say, okay, we're going to go date out, we're going to expand our options, now you're mad that somebody wants us. It does not end. So what I tell you is, and I don't want to scare you by these stories, okay? Because as you can see in both stories, the men took care of the situation. See, that's the difference. Like, when you're with a man who's non-black, they already know their role as protector and they stand in it. And because they wield more power than black males, they're not going to let you fall to the wayside. They got you. And nobody fucks with them. They don't have to because they run shit. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying the truth. They don't have to lift a finger. They don't have to even do anything. Just a simple threat is all they need to do. If that, a look, that's it. So date out. Do what you want to do, boo. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. We don't owe them nothing. You have aspirations. You want romance. You want a lover. You want somebody that's nice to you. I'm telling you, just do what you got to do. Date out and have a good time, boo. Why can't you do that?
Why can't you? Godfrey is just another black man who deep down inside is jealous of black women. One of the comments he made about black women is like, oh, they're the most educated in United States. That's a fact. So, you know, why can't we expand our options? What's so special about you? We're supposed to be sitting here waiting for you. But nobody's trying to do that, boo. Nobody's trying to live that life, boo. So, sweetheart, it's not going to work. Okay? It ain't gonna work, boo. And what I'm just saying is, you got an agenda. You are a regulator girl, and a regulator girl thinks of herself first and foremost. Nobody's more important than you. So if dating out is a thing that will increase your options of finding a decent man, a man that got his shit together, then you do that. And if people like Godfrey are huffing and puffing, oh well. Oh well, Negro. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. But you didn't. So now you're crying in a corner somewhere. If you say that you can get all the non-black women, then go over there and do that. Nobody's thinking about you. Nobody's thinking about you. And I'm not going to sit up here and cut off my potential blessings for anybody. I'm back on the dating scene, and you know, I have my preferences in general, but in general, you have to have a good job. I don't want no jail records, no ghetto shit. Treat me good, have respect, be consistent, and we're good to go. Period. And once I see you slip, you're out. Goodbye. There is no second guessing. I went on a date recently with a guy. He was a light-skinned black guy. He had all the checks for all the checks came off. Educated, charming, good looking, tall, no kids. He owns his own home in a very exclusive neighborhood. We had a ball together. I really like this guy. Really like this guy. We had a lot in common. A lot in common. But he had a big problem. A big problem of just taking my time for granted. One thing I didn't like is when we text, he takes hours, if not a day, to respond. But three different times he fucked up. We were supposed to see each other one time. He doesn't talk to me the whole week. The day of the date. I was just like, I'm thinking, shouldn't he confirm? Doesn't call. And he calls me and he's like, oh, yeah. I was asking about today. I'm like, today? Nigga, what? I just left that shit alone. I was like, whatever. Second time, he tells me I get dressed and everything the day of. He tells me I was really, really tired. I'm just so tired. I'm too tired. I stayed up too late. I tried to be understanding. I said, okay. But the third time's a charm. He's supposed to come see me. Hours went by. 3 hours went by. He was supposed to text me. If okay, some work came in last minute. That's true. He told me that. He gave me a screenshot. That's fine. But I was at the spot. So 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours go by. That was it. As much as I like this guy, I said, nope, he's disrespecting me like this now. He's gonna be worse. And I just met this cat. So I cut him off and I told him why. I blocked him. I was like, you don't care about my time, so you don't care about me. So I can't fuck with you. And that was the end. You don't accept just anything. You don't. And it is what it is, ladies. Let these guys get mad. And I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that, you know, these black guys are going to get really mad. You know, they are going to get pissed. But that's their problem, not yours. You enjoy yourself. You have fun and you let the best man win. Anyway, that's my little 2 cents. And this is Layla signing off. Until next time.